living near the Palisades plant. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This year, federal regulators will keep a close eye on the Palisades nuclear power plant. The plant had three safety violations last year. That makes it one of only four nuclear plants in the nation with such a bad safety rating. Lindsay Smith reports people who live by the plant near South Haven are still trying to figure out what the safety violations mean to them.
About 700 people work at Palisades every day. It's one of the largest employers in Van Buren County. The plant is the county's largest taxpayer, too, with money going to a number of public schools, libraries, a hospital, and local governments. But the recent safety violations make some people who live nearby uncomfortable.
My name's Barbara Geisler. I live on a farm here outside of Bangor with my husband.
And I'm Maynard Kaufman, and I feel really nice about this place because it's prime farmland.
Geisler and Kaufman's 22-acre farm has rich black soil. It lies about 11 miles away from the Palisades nuclear power plant. Kaufman didn't think too much about the plant when he bought his farm back in 1973, 2 years after the plant opened. But Barbara Geisler says over the years, they started paying more attention to Palisades.
We went to hearings and we did what we could to question the plant.
By 2005, when plant operators began asking regulators to renew their operating license, Kaufman and Geisler were at the plant protesting the renewal.
With a lot of people carrying signs, shut it down.
Right.
And then it was after that that we decided, when we built our house, not to use nuclear energy.
It's the hardware part.
Instead, the farm is powered by two small-scale wind turbines and a solar panel. Kaufman says it gives him a good feeling knowing none of their energy is coming from coal, natural gas, or the Palisades plant. But the two still have a bad feeling about Palisades. They're worried about the steel vessel that contains the actual nuclear reactor. That vessel is the oldest in the country.
If you just have one accident, and if it were only one in a million, it is a cost that we don't want to have to bear.
The company that operates the plant, Entergy, will need to update the steel vessel or prove that it can withstand further use in order to keep operating past 2017. But that vessel issue is actually separate from the safety violations the Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued Palisades last year. In all, the plant had four unplanned reactor shutdowns, resulting in significant safety violations.
Were there mistakes made? Yes, there were. And those have been corrected.
That's Mark Savage, a Palisades spokesperson. At the NRC's annual assessment meeting in South Haven last night, another Entergy official said safety is already improving at the plant. He says human errors, the main cause of the safety violations issued last year, have declined. But the NRC's acting regional administrator, Cindy Peterson, says the company will still be under close surveillance this year.
Quite frankly, we won't be satisfied until your performance improves.
The NRC says the safety problems at Palisades are uncommon, but not enough to warrant a shutdown. NRC inspectors will spend thousands of man-hours at the plant this year and beyond until Entergy can prove the safety culture at Palisades is up to federal regulator standards. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith in South Haven.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.